As Congress and the president prolong their stalemate over a debt reduction plan aimed at avoiding hefty budget cuts and automatic tax increases, financial markets are already responding. Particularly noticeable is movement in the price of West Texas crude. Greg Laskowski is a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.com. He says that market isn't waiting for politicians' last-minute deal.
There's a great deal of financial nervousness in the markets, and that's pushing up the price of crude oil. We've seen it go up $2.50 a barrel just in the last 24 hours. And it's over $91 a barrel right now. That's not good news for American consumers.
And Laskowski says that will make its way to the pump eventually. Currently, the state average is $3.19 per gallon. That's the lowest price in about a year. Petroleum industry analysts are hopeful that some type of plan to avert the fiscal cliff can still be reached this year so prices don't spike. Laskowski says if it's a good plan, the markets will respond.
I don't think it would take long for the financial markets to react either positively or negatively to whatever the resolution is that Congress is able to cobble together.
Still, Laskowski says to expect gas prices to start going up in early spring, as they always do when refineries across the country slow production and switch from the federally mandated winter blend of gasoline to the summer blend. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.